Harunyaya, an invitation to the truth. The peacock is an excellent example of Allah's matchless creative artistry. According to one of the evolution scenarios claim, some water-dwelling amphibians developed into fully terrestrial reptiles. One branch of this group evolved further, constituting the ancestors of today's birds. However, despite all the efforts expended over the last century and a half, not a single trace has ever been found on the half-bird, half-reptile creatures that evolutionists assume must once have lived. No transitional forms covered half in scales, half in feathers, or half-developed wings have ever been found in the Earth's geological strata. In fact, contrary to what's been conjectured, only fossils with perfect structures, the remains of flawless, fully formed living things, have ever been discovered. But despite the absence of any evidence to support their unscientific tale, evolutionists doggedly persist in their claims, hoping that these fictitious fossils will one day be found. Stuart Burgess, an assistant professor of engineering design at Bristol University in England, revealed the extraordinary nature of the peacock feather in a most striking way, and concluded that this structure could not be explained in terms of Darwin's theory of sexual selection. With its large tail feathers, with their vivid hues and unique patterns, the peacock possesses an extraordinary beauty. One feature of these stunning iridescent colors is that they change according to the angle one views them from. These are created not thanks to pigments, the substance that gives colors to feathers, but to an optical effect in the microhairs known as the thin film. The eye shape at the end of each feather of this bird emerges through a combination of thousands of microhairs. Although they are independent from one another, thousands of neighboring microhairs produce this pattern. If they were arranged at random and in an unordered manner, they could not produce the geometric shapes. The odds of this shape arising by chance are as slim as that of the flowers in the garden combining to produce the same pattern. The information determined all the structures in the feathers is concealed in the DNA. This once again emphasizes the extraordinary nature of creation. The number and thickness of keratin layers, the number of microhairs, the brown background, the distance between the feathers, all these factors are produced according to the data in the DNA. This peerless beauty cannot possibly have emerged through random mutations, as evolutionists would have us believe. Right from the outset, this fact has presented a major predicament in the theory of evolution. Darwin, who endeavored to account for the science of creation and living things in terms of blind coincidence, made the following confession regarding peacock feathers in a letter he wrote to his friend Asa Gray on the 3rd of April in 1860. "The sight of a feather in a peacock's tail, whenever I gaze at it, makes me sick." This certainly demonstrates Darwin's biased point of view. The beauty in the peacock tail has nothing to do with its function. This attribute of the peacock is a clear indication of creation. When one sees beauty in a human design, one immediately realizes that it must have had a designer. For example, in addition to imparting order and functionality to a garden, a landscape architect also brings to it beauty and attractiveness, clear signs that this garden was the work of a designer. Every detail the architect adds to its beauty is further proof that the garden has not been arranged at random. The beauty in peacock feathers which display all the fine detail of optical science, are examples of aesthetic marvels that reveal the existence of their creator, our Lord. Every detail in the peacock feather, which we have reviewed here only in the broadest terms, has the appropriate location, shape, color, and structure for a specific purpose. That purpose displays to us Allah's artistry, introduces us to His knowledge in the details that Allah possesses all the power necessary to create matchless beauties that delight human beings. In one verse of the Quran, people who fear Allah and who are able to comprehend such concepts by drawing attention to the beauty in living things are described as possessing knowledge. And humanity and beasts and livestock are likewise of varying colors. Only those of His servants with knowledge have fear of Allah. Allah is mighty, ever forgiving. www.harunyaya.com